Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 15, this is very interesting. And he had power to give life. The word life is the word breath. Now only God can create something from nothing. Are you following? So don't get confused here. Only God can create. Let there be light, and there was light. In the beginning, God created the heavens. Only God can create something out of nothing. Satan cannot do that. You've heard the old joke about Satan told God after God created Adam. He said, "I can do that. Well, help yourself. Create a man." Well, Satan started putting together the dust of the earth and started creating a man. And God said, "Wait a minute, Satan, get your own dirt." Did y'all get that? I thought it was pretty cute. Get your own dirt. Make your own dirt. No, Satan cannot create, but he does have this power. He made some kind of an image. He gave life, literally that word breath, unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. I have a note here mentioned about that. This image is nothing like they have at Disney World. Remember the, y'all ever been to the Hall of Presidents? Never been there? Okay. Hall of Presidents, where they have like Abraham Lincoln. You've been there. I'm sure you've been there. And all. They have Abraham Lincoln and all. They kind of do this number, you know. And they start talking. They're a robotic figure. This will not be a robotic figure at all. At all. It's going to be something that the world has never seen. That he actually going to have breath into the image of the beast. That the image could speak, nothing like they're doing at Disney World and those robots. Don't compare. But he's able to speak, and as many would not worship the image, should be killed. Verse number 16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hunt have understanding, count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. Before we go any farther, we're talking a little bit about this mark of the beast. This is why so many people are trying to put names with numerical values, for instance, Hitler, because it talks about it's the number of a man. And his number, whoever this Antichrist is, his number is 666. So they start putting these equations together. Well, it was Nero, or it was this person, or it was Hitler, or Stalin, whoever these other people, or whoever that president was, you know, whatever. And they try to figure all this out. Well, the Bible does not tell us who it is, so I just don't try to figure it out. I just know that there's going to be a literal mark. Now, let me talk a little bit about this literal mark. The Bible says it's man's number. And, of course, we know God's that perfection number. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Six is just a little short of seven. Are y'all following a little thing? I'm not getting too far out there. But the people talk about sevens, you know, the number of completion, perfection, or whatever, how you want to label it. Six is that number of you almost arrived, but you've not quite made it. Man's number. There's so much more to that. But anyway, let me show you a little bit about that number. I take it very literally. I got 5 minutes to 3 minutes share this. I take it very literally. I heard somebody that was, I told you a week or two ago, in my downtime last couple weeks, I've been watching other services in our area, kind of watching their services and their music and some of their preaching. A church in the area had somebody, a very knowledgeable guy, because he had doctor in front of his name. If you have doctor in front of your name, you got to be something, you know. But anyway, he was in one of our Baptist churches, and it caught my attention because he was talking about the Antichrist and the mark of the beast. So I listened to his whole sermon. It was in our area. And he shared that the mark of the beast would be a chip that would be placed in your hand or it's in your head. I do not believe that at all. I believe it will be a literal tattoo, if you will, or like a brand, Brother Archie's here. He got some cows. Do you brand your cows? Or you don't worry about it. You ain't got no people stealing them. But the guys who really have some good cows.
I shouldn't say that.
You know, they'll brand them. You know, this cow belongs to me. Okay? All right? I believe that they're going to receive a literal tattoo. By the way, people thought that was crazy years ago. But do you know if you go around, anywhere in our neighborhoods, over half people today have tattoos. And I ain't going, I'm going to leave that one alone. All right. It ain't nothing now. People get tattoos all over them, from the top of their head. Are you following? So it's going to be nothing for somebody to receive a tattoo. It's going to be foolproof. Because during the tribulation period, when God shakes this earth and all the power lines go down and, are you following? You know, when a hurricane comes through, you ain't going to Publix, man. Power shut down, and they're not going to scan. You hear the code, beep. You know, you got that little beans with the code on it. Beep, beep. That ain't going to be operating. Power's going to be shut down. What's going to be foolproof? When you go to the grocery store or wherever, to buy or sell, selling your house or lands or whatever, selling your little puppy dog or whatever, that you're going to have a mark either on your hand or in your head, 666. You may think that's crazy. Do you know that I've got some references here? Write these down. Revelation 3:12, Revelation 14:1, Revelation 22:4. It all talks about saved people having a mark, a literal mark, and I believe it. Revelation 14:1, I see y'all writing this down. These are saved people. Revelation 3:12. Revelation 14:1, Revelation 3:12, and then Revelation 22:4. When you put all these together, it covers every believer of all times. They're going to have the mark of Christ on them. And what's wrong with that? Preacher, you're crazy. Well, read those before you make any, before you start cussing me and thinking I'm a nut. Read those verses. It talks about placing a mark. I don't believe. And the Antichrist is going to do this because the 144,000, God sealed them in their forehead. Remember? That nothing can harm them. Well, he's going to do the same thing. Well, God could do it. Anything you could do, I can do better. I was just kind of paraphrasing it. But he's going to do the same thing with the unbelievers. He's going to put a literal mark on them. 666. They will be unable to buy. They will be unable to sell. And the people who take that mark, they will be eternally doomed and damned. There are going to be a lot of people who refuses that mark. And that will be the ones that the Antichrist really goes after. Because they're refusing. A lot of people are going to starve to death. A lot of people are going to run to the wilderness. They're going to head to the mountains. They're going to head to the woods. They're going to get out of the cities. That's where the grocery stores are, Publixes and Walmarts and all. You can't get food there no more. And that's why I said, and I'm going to close with this. If I really believed, from the depths of my soul, that Jesus Christ would not come till the middle or the end of the tribulation period, if I really believed that, I would be stocking my house with water, with Vienna sausages, with beanie weenies, things that would hold, you know, I hate sardines, but I would buy sardines. Something to feed me and my family if I really believe that. But listen, I believe that Jesus Christ can come today. Amen? Here's my question. Are you ready for him to come? I sure hope so. Next week, you need to be here, okay? It's to me one of the most awesome chapters in that, of course, Revelation. I love all of there's some special things in Revelation chapter 14. You need to be here. We're going to open it up and see what is okay. Our Father, thank you again for your word, for the truth of Scripture. Lord, again, we're most grateful for Jesus. Lord, you saved us from this wrath to come because we trusted in his name. Our Father, we pray for those who haven't been saved. They'll come to know you before it's too late. Then bless this morning worship. May you be pleased with all that takes place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Let's prepare for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.